Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Have you ever told a lie? Not telling the truth is stressful. Most people work hard to stay away from situations in which they are tempted to lie. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to tell if people were lying? Pinocchio's nose grew when he told lies. In real life, it's not that obvious. In 1921, the Berkeley police chief was a man named August Vollmer. He thought that police work needed to be reformed so that people would see policemen as professionals. He wanted to use science to help the police do their work. And he wanted to reduce the use of scare tactics and violence to get people to confess crimes. Vollmer knew that sometimes it was obvious that suspects were lying, but this observation was built on his experience and gut feeling, not science. Officer John Larson invented a device based on the sphygmomanometer that measures blood pressure. The idea was that if a person was lying, the physical effects of that stress would be measurable. A polygraph has several parts. It includes a blood pressure cuff around the upper arm of the person being questioned. There are also electrodes that connect to the fingers, a band around the chest, and a band around the abdomen. The signals from all these sensors are recorded on a strip of paper. These different parts of the device monitor changes in blood pressure, pulse, rate of breathing, and sweat, which are all physical signs of stress. Any significant change can suggest that the person is lying. The theory is that a person who is calm and telling the truth will not show signs of stress. Polygraph tests have been used during police investigations, but they have other purposes too. Sometimes, people are given a polygraph test in order to get certain jobs that require a high-level government security clearance. Either way, the procedure is the same. The person being interviewed is asked a series of questions before being attached to the polygraph device. These are the questions that the interview wants to monitor closely about the crime or situation they are investigating. It is important that the person not be surprised or shocked by the question during the actual test, because that could cause a physical stress response. So, the important questions are asked before the device is even attached. Next, the person is hooked up to the sensors. Then the interviewer begins asking questions again. The first several are easy. Is your name John Smith? Do you live in Indiana? It gives the interviewer a chance to confirm that all the sensors are properly attached and transmitting signals the way they should. The next step is to ask the hard questions again. Do you know who committed this crime? Did you commit this crime? The process is simple enough, but lots of things can cause people to exhibit physical signs of stress. Being questioned by police, even if the person is innocent, can be very nerve-wracking and frightening. And having those feelings can show up in the test results. In 1923, the Supreme Court ruled that scientific evidence should only be admissible if it was sufficiently established to have gained general acceptance in the scientific community. Unfortunately, the polygraph never gained general acceptance. One reason is that false positive results can occur. People can show stress reactions even if they are not lying. If they are afraid or just nervous, the test can indicate signs of stress. Another reason is false negatives. People have very different levels of tolerance for stress, and some people can lie freely without exhibiting any physical symptoms of stress at all. The third reason the test has not gained general acceptance is that interpreting the results is subjective. More experienced interviewers ask better questions, which can result in more accurate results. But even then, the results are not definitive enough to meet scientific standards. Police Chief Vollmer would probably be glad that the police have access to more scientific data than they did 100 years ago. But the polygraph test did not offer the clarity that he hoped it would.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.